Cincinnati's city council race is just a month away. Eight incumbents are running for re-election. WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the advantages the incumbents have against their challengers. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what's the benefit of being an incumbent?
Number one, you've been elected before, or in some cases several times, and you have the name recognition. And with name recognition comes the ability to raise money and also the ability to get attention drawn to yourself. You end up with your face on the nightly news. You end up on the radio. You end up with your name in print almost every day. So you become a familiar figure, and there is no substitute for name recognition in a field race like Cincinnati City Council.
Well, in the past, though, some challengers have been successful.
Yes.
Who succeeded and what? How did they do it?
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, challengers break through now and then, and sometimes, you know, two or three at a time. I think, you know, you go back into the past and you look at people like Republican Phil Heimlich, who ran for the first time and won. Democrat David Pepper ran for the first time and won. They had names which were familiar in the community. Heimlich because of his father and David Pepper because of his father. And then you had people like P.G. Sittenfeld, who won 2 years ago, and he just raised an enormous amount of money, spent it wisely, and broke through and was elected and finished very, very strong. But, you know, the key for all three of those candidates was money. They had plenty of money to spend. And they spent it on campaign commercials and mass mailings and managed to get their names out there.
You know, you do have some dividing issues on the ballot this time around, though. They're not on the ballot, but certainly they're part of the election discussion. The streetcar
right.
continues to be debated. The parking lease situation continues on. Won't that tend to put voters in separate camps?
Well, I think it will to a certain extent, but it's kind of hard to tell how much impact that would have on the incumbents who voted for these issues. You know, it's hard as a non-incumbent to run campaign ads focusing on, you know, don't vote for so-and-so because they supported the streetcar. I mean, your primary mission is to get your name out there. You can talk about your own opposition to these issues. But it's hard in a field race to zero in on other candidates and try to knock them off because the goal of the game is, and you have 21 candidates on the ballot and you have only 9 seats open, and the key is to finish in the top 9.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how this whole field race works. It's different than in a lot of other areas where candidates are running head-to-head against people in districts and those sorts of things. How does it work?
Well, the field race, you know, in one form or another, has been around since 1925 in Cincinnati. It's, you know, the top 9 vote-getters become the next council. Now, over the years, there have been many attempts to try to change that system. Some people have suggested all districts. Some people have suggested a mix of at-large and district-elected council members. Now, if you had districts, you would have people running head-to-head against each other. And I think it would make quite a difference if you did have that, because, number one, the candidates wouldn't have to spend as much money. They'd be running in one area of town, one section of town, a district. And spending a whole lot of money on television would be a waste of time because a whole lot of people would be hearing this who would have no chance to vote for you or against you. I just don't think it's going to happen, though.
Well, you mentioned money a couple of different times when you talked about Heimlich and Pepper and Sittenfeld winning. You talked about the money it takes to run in a field race versus districts. Do mm-hmm. you anticipate record numbers in spending again this time around?
Well, I'm not sure whether or not we'll have records, but we're going to have a lot of money spent. You know, there are non-incumbents, people like Greg Landsman, the Democrat, who also has a charter endorsement. It's going to raise a whole lot of money because he's very well connected politically, and he has a lot of friends, and he can raise the money. David Mann may not raise as much money, but obviously he's a figure who has been on the scene for decades now, and a whole lot of people know him, so he's going to get a lot of support. Amy Murray, Republican, who also has a charter endorsement, she is going to manage to raise a whole lot of money as well, and she has been on council before.
We should mention you did a column yesterday about the non-incumbents in the race. People can find that at WVXU.org.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and coverage at WVXU.org. So